Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Welcome, inspired listeners, and thank you for joining me here today on Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Happy Wisdom Wednesday. You know, it sure is good to be back. I've been off the air for a while. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but I will be your host and guest today, Kim Falcon. You guys know me. And I'll be hosting the show solo today. So I'm so excited to spend this next hour with you and to talk through some of the things that we're going to be talking through. But first, I'm Kim Falcon, live from the beautiful state of California and in the Love First office here in Encino. So if you'd like to connect with me, you can do so at lovefirst.info. And certainly if there's anything that I can do to support you in the way of readings, healings, or hypnosis, please reach out. Or if you're at Encino, give me a call, reach out, come by, say hello. I'd love to meet you in person. So I don't know if you realize there's been some changes here at Inspired Living, or there's a lack of consistency, I guess I should say, but it's not lack. It's all very purposeful. But there's been quite a bit of changes that have been taking place with Mark and also with me over the last couple of months. And for me, as many of you know, I moved across the country again. I moved back from Virginia to Los Angeles, California. And so that's been a big, big change. I'm still settling in over here. That's such an interesting experience. I don't know if any of you have moved to different locations or big moves across the country or internationally, but it's a very interesting experience when you move to, you know, someplace new, and then you move again, and it's like that, all of that, like, reality closes out. It, like, comes to a close, and it's like, when realities come to a close, it's almost, it feels like almost like a lifetime ago, and then you step into a new reality, and, you know, even though I'm from Los Angeles, like, people might say, well, yeah, but how is it a new reality, because you're just coming back to where you're from? Well, I am, but I'm coming back. You know, I left California as one version of me, and I came back to California as another version of me, another aspect of me. And that's what these experiences in life do for us. They allow us to experience all of the different aspects of ourselves. There are infinite aspects of us. So that's the magnificence of the soul. We're going to talk a little bit about the magnificence of the soul today, because it always plays a part in everything about us and every experience we have in life in general. So there's a lot of changes going on my end with Mark, and we both wanted to have a little bit more flexibility and working on different projects that we might need to. And so to honor that for now, and whenever there's shifts and changes that go on within ourselves, we have to honor that. So that's what Mark and I are doing. That's what partners do for each other. So we're honoring that, and Mark and I will come together on some shows, do some solo shows, and then run encores when we need to. So that's what's happening today. Mark's focusing on something else. I'm doing the show. We've got other great shows lined up this for the rest of the month, so stay with us. Tune in. But today's topic is going to be an interesting one. You know, it's I think you all are going to be able to relate to what I'm going to be talking about, but today's topic is entitled Miracle, Luck, or Highest Aligned. whoa, miracle, luck, or highest aligned. In other words, when something happens that you really, really wanted, that you didn't think was possible, or you thought, you know, boy, for this to happen, it really needs to be a miracle. Or wow, that happened. Wow, I was really lucky. The only way that could have happened is just by pure luck, pure chance. Is that how you see those situations? Or do you see it as that happened because it was highest aligned? So what does highest align mean? Well, we're going to talk about that. What does highest align mean? Do you understand your part in creation? Do you understand that you are a part of that? How we perceive our experiences affects how we move through life, either from a place of empowerment or disempowerment. So the very important question is, well, what's your perspective? Do you know? Are you paying attention to you and the experiences that are, you know, you've brought forth in your life for various reasons? And if you're not paying attention to your own life, who is? So higher consciousness, living from the highest place within us, will show us where we need to take responsibility and where we need to be accountable. And it'll hold us to that. So it all ties in together here. So we're going to be talking about that, because as with all topics that I cover, that I'm inspired by, I've been inspired in some way, either through a client session. Every session that I have is inspirational. I'm inspired by the people that it is I'm working with, because every person is going through different experiences based on what their soul came here to learn and move through, and all of that good stuff for the purpose of our own evolution. So the soul is such an important part of everything. It is us that, you know, we must talk about that. It's like you can't talk about life and our experiences without acknowledging the soul and the soul's part in that. Or so I've either been inspired by it through a client session that I've had, or something that's happened directly to me, where I go, whoa, wow, oh my gosh, that was really amazing what just happened, because I see the higher meaning behind it. And then I want to share that with others. Like, I move through an experience, and sometimes all the pieces of the puzzle don't come together until after that experience, and then it all comes together, and I go, whoa, now I understand why that happened, and the purpose behind it, and the meaning behind it, and how that was so valuable to me. And so there was a situation that happened recently to me where others saw the situation as a complete miracle. I mean, they were almost baffled at how things happened the way they did for me, but I saw it completely different. And so that's what inspired me to have this conversation today, to talk about, well, how are you seeing things in life? How are you moving through those experiences? So if you pay attention to the magnificence that's happening within you and all around you, each and every day, you would be amazed at what you learn. Absolutely amazed. And by the way, and not learn from the outside world, but rather learn from your inside world, which is the highest aspect of you teaching you, which is you teaching you. So I like to say, and you may have heard this before, that every day is like really like sitting in a classroom being taught by your higher self, you teaching you every day. And it's a whole new way to understand yourself and the world around you. And the thing is, most people, it's not, you know, our default way of being where we actually pay attention to these things. what we do is we experience something, and then an emotion follows that. Either we're happy about what we experienced or we're unhappy with what we experienced. And then we don't really do much with that, except for maybe stay in our head. If we're unhappy about it, we might go round and round and round in our head for a while. If we're happy about it, we're happy, and then we move on to the next thing, and, you know, off we go, without really seeing or understanding, like, the intricacies of why it happened the way it did. Why did I go through that experience? What was there that was purposeful to me? And so oftentimes, the magnificence and the beauty in that is lost because we don't pay attention. We don't pay attention to ourselves or our own lives in that way, at that level. And believe it or not, even the most difficult of times, the most, what we might at that time find the most horrific of times, those times have the most beauty and magnificence in them too. And, you know, I'll just share a brief example of that is, and you may have heard me talk about this before too, the pretty powerful experience in my life when my father had cancer last year, was given that diagnosis. Traumatic at the time, but boy, when I look back at that experience, I see the beauty and that magnificence of it for not just him, but for those around him and how much I learned about me through that. So the more we pay attention, the more we're aware, the more we observe, the more we take an interest in who it is we are and the life it is that we are living, the more we see the beauty in it. And everything makes sense. Everything has meaning. Everything has purpose. It's like life doesn't skip a beat. That's because your soul doesn't skip a beat. It is that I don't know, that amazing. So understand that about you. You know, we all have that amazing part of us, that divine part of us. And yeah, it's up to us to get to know that aspect of us. And once we do, our life changes in all the most profound and magnificent ways. Now, as I was, preparing for this show today, and I was sitting down just thinking through some of these things that I, talking points that I wanted to bring up, and, you know, thinking about our life path and our soul and all that stuff, I was shown, and I thought, oh my gosh, after I was shown this, wow, that is absolutely true. Because when we think about our life path, right, the lives that we're living, our path, our life path is actually a circular one. So most of the time, if I were to say, you know, think about the path that you're on or see that path, if you close your eyes, now actually you can do this with me. Close your eyes, and I'm going to ask you to take a look at the path that you're on. What does that path look like? What is the shape of that path? Let's start with the shape of that path. Most of us, take a note at what that looks like for you. I'm just giving you a second here to do that. Most of us would say, well, it's the path that this is like a straight path and it leads for me straight ahead. So that's the path that I'm on, and it's a straight line, right? It's a path that's a straight one that extends from you outward. Most of the time, that's how you would see it. Now, that's the human path. The human path is the straight one that extends from you outward. Why is that? Because the human path is going to lead you away from you. It's going to lead you away from you. Because when we're living from our ego and not our soul, not our heart, then we're seeking and searching for things outside of ourselves, and our experiences take place outside of us. That's the separation it is that we hold within us. That's where all of the struggle comes into play. When I talk about separation, I mean separation from all that is, separation from the divine, separation from ourselves, separation from each other, from everything. That's where our our struggles come into play is that separation. So, you know, more you go down this path, the more you start living from your soul, the more that separation starts to dissolve. Now, when that happens, the soul's path is a circular one. Because every time the human you wants to search out there on a path that leads you away from you into the outside world, your soul is going to bring you right back to you, direct you right back to you, because everything starts and stops with you. When that happens, the separation starts to dissolve, right? You're connected now to that highest place within you, and all of your experiences start to take place inside of you. It's not the outside world anymore. It's what's taking place inside of you, and everything is held inside of you. And it's a very interesting experience. Very interesting, to say the least. Okay, when I think about my earlier life, right, my 20s and 30s, and I had a great social life and a great career, and I was traveling and all that kind of stuff, meeting with clients. I had a great life in my 20s and 30s, and I have an even more beautiful one now. But when I think back then, all those experiences took place outside of me. I was living from the outside in. Now things change. When you start to move from your human self to start living from your soul, it's the opposite. So everything takes place inside out. And it's like you can't really explain it. It's a feeling. It's a knowingness. It's an experience. And you start to experience it, you go, oh, I see. I understand what that means. So this, by the way, that our path is in life is really a circular one, is something that I've learned on my own path of self-discovery, which we're going to talk about when we come back from our first break. So stay with us.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
For those times when you're looking for insight and additional tools to living your most elevated life, there's no better place to turn than Intuitive Alchemy Radio. Join me, Laura Brown, each Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations, live on-the-air readings, and tools to help you build your most aligned, most abundant, and most delicious life.
Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Although it's just with me today, I will be your host and your guest all in one. Today we're going to be talking about how it is you perceive your own experiences in life as a miracle, luck, highest aligned. Do you go through your experiences feeling empowered or disempowered? That's the topic of our conversation today. If you've got questions that you'd like to call in with, please do. The number is 202-570-7057. I might even be open to doing a little mini reading if you've got a question. But that's what we're going to be talking about today, because an experience happened with me where, you know, I saw the other people in that scenario that thought that something that happened to me was like a pure miracle. And I was like, wow, I don't see it like that at all. I mean, it was a beautiful blessing, but it was like I had every part of that happening. So we're going to be asking some very important questions on the show, and I'm getting to, you know, some questions about how it is you see your own life and your part in it. So before we went to break, we talked about our path being a circular one where our soul leads us back home to us, to ourselves. And that's what I realized, like, on my own path of self-discovery, where I've been led right back to me. And actually, in that understanding, I realized that that is my gift to the world. That is the one, well, it's one of the gifts and talents I bring into this world, is assisting others with putting the pieces of the puzzle of their own lives together so that they understand what's happening, why it's happening, and most importantly, their part in that creation. And in order to do that, you essentially have to connect to your own inner wisdom and your own inner power. So when we understand our part in creation, then life changes as we knew it in all the most beautiful of ways. And so that is the one gift and talent that I bring into this world, which raises a question that I want to pose back to you. Well, and for a moment here, why is that a gift that I share with others? Is because once we understand that, a whole lot of freedom sets in. And it all comes down to freedom from being stuck in, you know, asking the question, why me? Why does this always happen? Freedom in knowing that we are creators and that we are very much a part of all that is and every experience that we've ever had. So there's a lot of freedom in that understanding. Okay. But to that point, that raises a question. So we all came into this life with the most beautiful gifts and talents, each one of us. It's a part of who it is we are. There is no separation. That's who we are. We're a ton of gifts and talents all bundled up within us to be shared with the world, that are meant to be shared with others. Why? Because when we do that, you know, when we share our gifts with others, it brings in so much joy and it brings a meaning and purpose to our existence here. And it feels good inside to be able to assist others in that way, in whatever way it may be. Maybe your gift is helping other people feel more peace inside, or making them laugh and showing them how to have fun, whatever it may be, whatever it may be. So my questions to you are, what are your gifts? What are your gifts? What are your talents? And what are you doing to share them with humanity? By the way, your gifts and talents aren't fixed, finite, or static. They're absolutely fluid. So the more you expand in consciousness, the more your gifts and talents will too. And I see this in my own work. The way in which I support people today is much different than how I did, you know, a month ago, 2 months ago, a year, 2 years ago. So that's who we are. We are expansive, multidimensional beings. And as we expand, we learn new things about ourselves. More gifts are uncovered. And the gifts that we had expand too. And so when you experience yourself in that way, you'll say to yourself, wow, I had no idea that that was a strength of mine, a gift of mine. And that's because you didn't. We all didn't until we did. So anyway, so we're going to talk a little bit about all of that. And along with that, we're going to be talking about the quantum field of existence. The quantum field of existence where all things are possible. All right, so let's get to it. So what inspired this topic of miracle luck or highest align? Well, there was a situation that came up with me when I moved out here to LA. I had to enroll my daughter in school since we're in a new area. And we got out here a few weeks to spare before school started. So I call up the school to enroll her, only to find out that they're completely full, which blew my mind. I thought, well, how does that all work? This is the school in our district. I thought, you know, as the school plans, it makes plans to accommodate for every resident in the area. That's not so much the case. Now, that can kind of set you off track a little bit. Like, well, what do I do now, especially when the school systems in LA aren't noted for being the strongest, right? So what does this mean? So now, if we're not aware and mindful, this is where our human self can kick into panic mode, right? And all those thoughts can come into play. Oh my gosh, what does this mean now? What am I going to do? I have no options. What do I do now? Why does this always happen? Or whatever it is. This is terrible. And on you go. And I know many of you listening know exactly what it is I'm talking about. Anytime it is we want something or we think that we have something, I certainly thought that was her school, and we don't get it, then it can be a downward spiral from there within our minds and our thoughts, right? But I'm here to say it doesn't have to be unless it does. And unless it does, because your human self insists on moving through that experience in a certain way with a certain outcome, that's the sheer guarantee that you'll be going, on a downward spiral within yourself. Just like I said, everything starts and stops within you. It all takes place in you. So all those experiences are going to happen within you. So it doesn't have to be that way. When things don't go our way, our human way, that I need to clarify that. When things don't go our human way, it doesn't have to be a downward spiral. So continuing on now with the story, and you don't have to be a parent and go through this particular experience to understand what I'm talking about. I'm just using this experience to make a point. But this can apply to any area in life. You didn't get the job that you wanted, the guy that you liked, stop calling, whatever it is. Okay, so continuing on now. So in short, they said that the school was full. So they gave me, they referred me to two other schools in the area that were also very good, thankfully. But the one I really wanted, when I called them up and I spoke to the principal, said they were full and weren't going to accept her. So that's the second no that I got. So I thought, oh my gosh, well, what am I going to do next, right? So I called the next place up. The last one said they'd make an exception and they would allow her in. So, phew, a little relief there, but now I'm not so sure about this third school because I don't really know too much about it. So I go down to the school that accepted Jacqueline, my daughter, but I didn't like the energy of the campus or how I felt while I was there. Okay, I just didn't find it to be an uplifting place. So while they accepted her, I wasn't feeling so great inside about it. And I was thinking, oh gosh, what does this mean now? So I took the paperwork home to fill it out, and I started noticing my thoughts around this experience of how I didn't care much for the feel of that school, you know? So what was I gonna, like, what were those feelings there to tell me? Or, it was just, wasn't the best of feelings. And it was no disrespect to that school because, quite frankly, that school is ranked very high. So here's where our thoughts make all the difference. I remembered because I forgot to be grateful that there's a highly ranked school that has made an exception to accept my daughter. this is where our awareness comes in. When you start noticing your thoughts going in a direction that's not feeling so good, you stop in your tracks. You say, let me take a look at this situation. In this particular situation, I thought, you know what? I forgot to be grateful. And that's a normal thing for us. I forgot to be grateful. That's not our human way of being. We want what we want. When we don't get it, we're not thinking about, let me be grateful for something. We're thinking about what we want that we don't have. And that's where the struggle comes into play. But I forgot to be grateful. So, once I remembered that, then things started to shift a little and I could see more within myself. And this is where I realized that if this is where she goes, then it must be highest aligned right now. And perhaps my human self, that is one big limitation. Our human self is one big limitation that holds all kinds of limitations. Perhaps my human self isn't seeing what my highest self, our highest self, is, where there are no limitations. Perhaps my human self isn't seeing what my highest self sees. Once you understand this concept and you feel it inside, you know it to be true, you trust it to be true, the whole experience changes. Freedom sets in. Once you do that, you can say to yourself, wow, okay, that's a load off my shoulders. Thank goodness. I don't have to carry that around anymore because that's what we have. That's when we move. We have to move with life and allow more and more information to unfold. We let go of all that resistance. You know, I'm not getting what I want. We change our focus to a place of gratitude. Okay, in this particular situation, I had this school that was willing to accept her, even though it didn't feel so great inside. Changed my attitude to gratitude. Okay, and I realized that there must be more to this situation. There must be more that my low self can't see, but my higher self does. So to that point, we have to let the situation, the scenario unfold, because as scenarios unfold, we get more and more information. Okay, so move with that. Now, to that point, I'd like to give you a quote that came from the book Navigating Dimensions, and a teacher of mine whose work I follow, I'm so incredibly grateful for, Lisa Transcendence Brown. The quote is, "I get what you get when I forget." Wow, that is powerful. Why is that? Because our human self is in a lower dimension. Our ego is in a lower dimension. That's an aspect of us that keeps us stuck and is not connected to the quantum field of existence where all things are possible, which is where our higher self is never disconnected from. So that's what, you know, that in and of itself makes us multidimensional beings. So now when we remember, we don't hold on to, when we remember this, we don't hold on to certain outcomes. We free ourselves from that in order to bring in the highest realities and the highest possibilities. So what does that mean, the highest aligned reality? That means that that reality is in perfect alignment with the highest place within you, which is your soul, and is going to be the highest good for all involved. That's what it means when we say that the highest, that aligned realities, it's highest aligned. Now, when I forget all of that, I get what that outside world gets. I get what that outside world gets, that outside third dimensional, old earth, old ways of being. That's what I get when I forget. I get what you get, that outside world, when I forget and I don't live from the inside. So that's why that quote is so powerful to me. And I love that. And we have to remember that, because this is a bunch of, you know, we have to spend the whole time remembering things that we forget, because it's not our natural way of being until it is. Okay. And it's that thought process that set me free from that downward spiral in that case. Now, that being said, I still had a nicer feeling about the other school, the one where the principal said, no, she's, you know, we don't have any space for her. And I ended up driving up to that school, walked on the campus, and liked the energy so much better. I just noticed I felt so much more uplifted. It was just, I just felt better there. So to that point, pay attention to how you feel about things. Stay close to that. That's your intuition talking to you. That's your higher self. That's your soul guiding you. That's you guiding you. You may not have all the answers. You may not see the final destination of that situation, but just pay close attention to that because that's what's going to be guiding you. So while I was at the school, I stopped into the office to talk to the workers to see if anything may have changed. Perhaps I could, you know, strike up a relationship with them. And intuitively, I felt that it would help them to meet me and to get to know me on a personal level, not just by phone call. So again, I'm simply paying attention to how I feel and allowing these feelings to guide me. We're always being guided. The problem is we discount our feelings. We don't want to acknowledge the feeling it is that we get because sometimes our human self wants something different than our soul self, which is most often the case. So we'll push that aside. We'll ignore it. What happens when we ignore it? We're choosing a much more difficult path, okay? When we follow it, we'll notice that things move with much more ease. Things kind of organically just fall into place. Feels very natural. You're moving through it with ease. It brings in those highest aligned realities where it's going to bring in the greatest amount of joy. Pay attention to how it is you feel. We are sentient beings. We feel. We know when we walk into a room if we feel comfortable or not. We know when we meet someone if we resonate with them or not. We're feelers. Stay close to that. Most important, trust those feelings. Don't discount them. Don't talk yourself out of what your initial feelings may have been. They were there for a reason. So that's where we get ourselves into trouble, so to speak, and we choose a much more difficult path. All right. So with that said, stay with me. We're going to be back in 2 minutes, and we're going to talk about this concept of highest aligned and how you see your own reality and how you understand your part in that creation.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Today we are talking about how we perceive experiences in our life. Do we see them as a miracle? Do we see them as luck, or do we see them as highest aligned? And how we feel about situations when they don't go our way. So just to continue with the story here, the example I was giving, so I'm at the school carrying on conversation with the workers. I ask for the principal. They say she'll be in the next morning. Now, all the while, I haven't filled out any paperwork from the other school. I haven't felt compelled to do it for some reason, and now I know what that reason is. So it's all magnificent the way things happen. You look back, everything happens for a reason. So I decide that the next morning I'm going to go come into the school first thing in the morning. I'm going to have a conversation with the principal. I'm going to allow her to get to know me on a personal level. And I intuitively knew that this would be important for some reason. I didn't know that I would be guaranteed a space. I didn't know what that would mean, but I felt like that was important for me to do. So that's what I did. I stayed close to how I felt about that. Mind you, now, so I go in there the next day. There she is. Mind you, she was the one that told me on the phone call that there's no exceptions. So we're completely full. But nonetheless, there I am in the morning, ready to meet her in person. In short, she says, well, we normally don't do this, but okay, we'll make an exception for Jacqueline. Welcome to our school. Incredible. Incredible. So here is another quote from Lisa Transcendence Brown. It's a reminder because this is all that we know, but that we forgot when we fell from consciousness. Here is the quote. Realities are as bendable or as fixed as I believe them to be. How powerful is that? There's an example right there. Realities are as bendable or as fixed as I believe them to be. And this is how it works. Here's something that I want to point out that's so incredibly important to see here. We are always fully supported. With this situation, when I first called the school that Jacqueline is in now, the timing was off for whatever reason. The principal was living in a fixed reality. So she wasn't able to see at that point in time where she could make an exception. So I had to wait for her to be able to shift her perspective. Because that's exactly what happened. However, and this is a big however, I was fully supported in the meantime. My universe, which is me, my soul, came through. By the other school making an exception for Jacqueline, it was like sometimes our universe will throw us a bone, you know, just to give us some peace in the meantime while we're waiting for how things are really going to happen to unfold. Because whatever, the timing's off, we got to wait for the other person, whatever. In this situation, my universe threw me a bone. It's almost like, you know what? We know what's happening here. We see, you can't see. So in the meantime, just give you a little peace of mind. We're going to throw you this bone and the other school will accept you. So if we don't take the time to connect the dots in this way, we lose sight of everything. And we don't see ourselves as fully supported always, but yet we always are. We don't see ourselves as powerful creators. We don't see ourselves as empowered. In fact, we may take the opposite approach where we see ourselves as victims of life. You know, this always happens to me. Why does this always happen to me? Sometimes we're actually afraid of life. We're afraid of life because we're moving through it completely disconnected from our own inner power, our own inner wisdom. And it leaves us feeling very vulnerable to life itself. And we feel at that time like anything could happen to us. It's a very disempowered place to be. And it's simply reflecting to you where you are disconnected from you and from truth. So my question to you is, are you afraid of life? Do you feel from one minute to the next that you're not sure what life is going to throw your way? Or do you understand that life is actually just really responding to your creation? Even when you you know, something happens you don't want to happen, or you don't get what it is you want, that's still a part of your creation. For whatever reason, you needed to bring that experience forward. Is there something meant for you to learn from that experience? Do you ask a why me? Why does this always happen? If you do, note to self, it's going to be a very difficult path you've chosen for yourself if that's what you're doing, but you'll do that until you don't have to anymore. Okay, so my human mind would have had this situation unfolded a completely different way, of course, a very linear way where I place, you know, call, I enroll my daughter, everything works smoothly and off and running I go. But apparently even the school that we're in the district for wasn't the school that she was meant to be at. The highest line school is the one that she's at now. And so, you know, your mind can take you down a spiral of unconscious thoughts if you're not mindful of it. But when your soul kicks in and you pay attention, you start to move with the flow of life and not resist it like you once did, like we all did, okay? So here's another quote I'd like to share with you from Lisa Transcendence Brown. If I am trying to fit it into a box, I'm human. Our human mind is one big limitation of, you know, we get attached to outcomes. We see realities as fixed. We believe it can only happen in this way, steps 1, 2, and 3. We believe that this outcome is what's going to bring us happiness. And then we close ourselves up off to what the highest possible reality. Now, who would want to do that? That is why we want to follow our soul and understand the different aspects of us. Okay, so remember that. When we're talking about the quantum field of existence, which is the realm that's within you, by the way, it's not something out there, it's all within you. That's the realm where all things are possible. Where all things are possible, it's not, and it can't fit into a box. That's very linear, very linear. The quantum field is not linear. Your soul is not linear. And that's where we get tripped up as humans, okay? So if we're working really hard to make something happen, stop yourself and remember, if I'm trying to fit it into a box, I'm human. To be human equals limitations and fixed realities, yuck. Then you say to yourself, nope, not anymore. That's the old way. And freedom sets in once again. So how powerful are these reminders? So to wrap up this example, because we're heading into the end of the show here, I was talking to some of the moms at the school explaining like what had happened. I was really happy to have Jacqueline there and just very grateful to the principal for making an exception. And they couldn't believe it. They were shocked that this kind of exception was made, that it was sheer luck, pure luck, and just a real miracle that something like this would have happened. It's a very, you know, tight-knit school. The parents are very involved. The curriculum is very particular, you know, for that reason alone. So they were really wanting to know, how in the world could this have happened? Like, you know, that was a miracle. And I was listening and observing them as they were talking about this, and I felt so differently inside. I was like, you don't understand. That was my creation. And that's actually what was highest aligned, and that was the highest good for everybody involved. So Jacqueline is going to be gaining so much from that school, and that school is going to be gaining so much from Jacqueline. Jacqueline's going to be teaching people there, and she's going to be learning from them as well. So there was something to be gained from that particular exchange of her being there and no place else. And, you know, when you understand that, your life will change. You know, when you see it from that way, like, no, I had a part in that. Absolutely, I had a part in that. You know, the other mom saw the experience as a complete miracle, so to speak. And I saw it as a reality that my higher self brought forth that was meant to be for everybody involved. And it didn't happen to me, but rather I was a part of that creation. And in some way, you know, some may say, well, that's easy for you to say because you got what you wanted. And I say, well, yes, because what I wanted was highest aligned. If what I wanted was not highest aligned, my higher self would have brought forth another reality that was. It's a whole different way of understanding the world around us and our part in it. And I believe that to be true. It's, It's you know, the more you start living by your soul, the more it will become your truth too. You'll see it as such too. So my comment to you is, the next time something happens for you that's wonderful, that's exactly what you wanted and yet seemed nearly impossible to happen, ask yourself, was that sheer luck or was I a part of that creation? And see how you feel about that inside. Where are your beliefs? Because we can tell ourselves all kinds of things, you know, we can say all kinds of things, say the words, but how we feel inside will tell us everything. Pay attention to how you feel. That'll tell us where you are. That will tell you where you are on your own path. And do the same on the flip side. If something happened that wasn't what you wanted, check in with you and see, well, how do you feel about that? Do you feel disempowered? Do you feel like you have no control in life? Do you feel like a victim of life? That will be equally important for you to understand about you too. And sometimes we might flip back and forth because we hold some of these deep unconscious programs within us, even when we don't realize that we do. But that's what these experiences and the people in them help us to see within ourselves. Sometimes we need an experience to even see where our beliefs are. Because we can't do that for ourselves. And so that's what others, that's the beauty of what we do for each other on the soul level. Now, so let's touch a little bit in our last few minutes on the quantum field of existence. Because that's what we're talking about here, a realm where all things are possible, a realm where there are no limitations. And as a reminder, it's a realm that is within you, not without. That is who you are. That is who I am. There is no separation. We just don't understand that in the beginning. Okay, so just to recap, you know, I went to a meeting out here in a meetup group that was centered around higher consciousness in the quantum field, which made my, you know, was like music to my ears. I was delighted to go check out, see what are these people having to say? What are people talking about out there? Well, you know, to my surprise, I was really taken back by what the message was. The person in there who was leading the group was talking about how he and only a handful of other people have the ability in the whole world, mind you, to connect you to the quantum field of existence. Because this person was trying to sell in, you know, a set of classes that he was teaching, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. That's absolutely incorrect, not true. It's like telling you that, you know, somebody else is the only one that can connect you to you. No, you are you. You are you. You are the quantum field of existence. I am the quantum field of existence. So I wanted to bring that up because we're talking about the quantum field where all things are possible. But I want to bring that up because to remind you that you don't ever have to go through somebody else to experience the highest of what life has to bring. You don't ever have to go through anybody else to experience anything, you know, to bring forth any kind of reality. You have all that it is you need within you to do that for you. That's why your soul's path is a circular one that'll take you right back to you. If your life's path is one that extends from you outward and seeks those answers to the outside world where you're handing over your power to somebody else, then you're going to bring forth experiences like the one I just spoke about where you're feeling totally disempowered because somebody's telling you, is going to reaffirm that for you, that you know, you can't do it on your own. And I'm here to tell you, you absolutely can. Don't ever think that you don't have enough within you. You absolutely do. That's who you are. That's who I am. So with that said, I'm going to end on that note. Okay, miracle, luck, or highest line. You tell me. You tell me. Thank you so much for being with me today in this hour. It was a beautiful experience, and I'm always honored. And until next time, always come from a place of love.